This is a special episode of Thoughts, Questions, and Concerns. This term, I am taking a podcast production class, and some of the assignments are literally just producing podcast episodes. And, well, I had, like, my friends on, and honestly, they're better produced than my actual podcast. However, we do use our real names in it. Also, this is being recorded on, like, my shitty mic at home and not at my school's podcast room. So I apologize for the difference in audio quality. Anyways, enjoy.
Welcome back to
Real Name
Show with your host, me.
Real Name.
Today we'll be doing a Gabcast, which we learned in class that it's just like a podcast with more than one person. Today I'm joined by my friend.
Real Name.
Hello, that's me.
And the topic that I picked out for us to talk about today are board games.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
I love
board games. Because recently we had like a little get together and we weren't playing Uno.
Yeah.
But like the people who were there were playing Uno.
Mm-hmm.
And Uno is like a board. Well, would you consider a board game or like a card game?
I don't know. I would call it a card game. I don't know what distinguishes like board game versus card game.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I guess we'll talk about Uno first because it's one of those games where everyone like has their own rules. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, I don't even know like what the proper rules are. So first, like, what are your house rules?
Yeah, so I know that there's like in the instructions, if you read those, which I feel like everyone knows how to play Uno at this point, but if you read the instructions, they have a point system, kind of like Phase 10's point system, where if you play multiple rounds and you have cards left in your hand at the end, you get points for that and you want the least amount of points possible. That's how like
there's a point system.
Yeah, because my dad, he had Uno on the Xbox and it played it with like actual Uno rules, which included the point system if you play multiple rounds. So I thought that was interesting. There's also sevens and zeros. I don't know if you know that one either, but that's also in the actual instructions for Uno if you play it like that. But it's like a special rule set.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what is the seven and zeros thing?
Yeah, so for sevens and zeros, if you play a seven, you can, like, swap. I think everyone, you can swap with another player or something. And then if you play a zero, everyone has to swap in, like, a certain direction. Their decks, like, what your cards are or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, like, my family, we generally don't play with points or sevens and zeros. We play where it's, like, we play like cutthroat, you know, where if you don't have a card to play, you don't just draw one card. You have to draw until you can play a card.
Yeah.
And then we also play where someone puts down a +2, the next person could put down a +2 or a +4 and keep stacking.
Oh.
And then whoever doesn't have the next plus card has to take however many has been added up accumulatively to that point. And then if you have a reverse card, then you can reverse the stack onto someone else. So, like, if someone puts down a +2 and you don't have a plus, but you have a reverse in the same color as the +2, which is rare, but it can happen, you can play the reverse card, and then it goes back to the person who just put down that +2. And then if they don't have another one, they have to grab the however many numbers. But that's how we play it generally. I remember my little sister hated it growing up because she didn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd have to draw a lot of cards, but yeah, she likes it now because that's how we play it. But yeah, I think one time my friend group in high school, I told them about this because we would play Uno at lunch a lot, and they started playing it that way, and we got someone to draw, I think, like 32 cards was our max. We tried to see how long we could keep the stack going, and I think 32 was the max. We also play where, like, if someone puts down a +4 and then they say green or something.
Yeah.
If you have a green reverse and you're next, you can play it, and then they have to draw the +4 kind of thing, too.
Okay, I have never heard of the plus two, plus four combo.
Oh, yeah.
And also the, like, plus two or plus four reverse combo. And also the 7 and 0 one, I think I've only heard of that when playing, like, crazy eights, but not the crazy eights of, like, game pitching crazy, because that's very similar to Uno. Mm-hmm. But crazy eights of, like, actual playing cards.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't played crazy eights in a long time. But I do remember there was a rule like 7 and 0s. Maybe it was 7 and 0s in crazy. I don't know. But
I don't remember.
But yeah, there's a similar one. I feel like I always get crazy eights and Old Maid confused. Do you ever play Old Maid?
Yeah.
I feel like they're the same game in my head, even though they're vastly different from each other. But yeah, that's sort of an interesting one.
Yeah, I wrote this down as, like, one of the points is, like, I didn't grow up, like, playing many board games. I think the most board games I've ever played was in, like, elementary school during, like, their after school, like, take care of the kids program.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, you know, parents have to work or whatever, and we finished school before they were done.
Yeah.
But I would play, like, Moncala, like, Candyland, like, board games there. And then, like, middle school, I didn't really play board games. I mainly played card games. Mm-hmm. That's where I learned about Old Maid, because I would play card games in homeroom with my friends, and they would call it Old Marigold. And I was like, oh, that's weird. So funny, guys. It was just a bunch of guys. So yeah. I was like, so funny. So funny. That's so funny. And then in high school, it was the same thing. We would only play, like, card games during lunch. But, like, funner card games. Because it would be, like, oh, let's play poker. And let's play blackjack. Let's gain some skills.
Let's be more mature in the card games that we play. Yeah. Yeah, I had a friend group in high school, freshman year is when we started hanging out. But it was a big group of people. And we would sit in the lunch the cafeteria, and we would play board games and card games at lunch. So our favorites to play were usually, we would play Uno a lot, but we usually like to play, we played the Oregon Trail card game one time, which is interesting. It's like the video the computer but game, but in a card form. Yeah. We would play Mafia.
Oh, and loved Mafia.
That's so fun. And then it's like Mafia, but it's called Secret Hitler. It's like the same game, but basically, we would play that. You have to pass like certain treaties and stuff based on the side that you're on. And we would play that a lot too. But yeah, and then there was a class freshman year called, I think it was like College and Career Readiness or something that all the freshmen had to take. And my CCR teacher was super lax and basically was like, if you don't have homework to do, we watched it like the CNN 10 videos.
Oh, I love that man.
Yeah, Carl Azuz. Shout out Carl Azuz. He's actually so much younger than I thought he was.
I don't blame him. He's so stressed. Like,
yeah, but we would watch those, write a little short journal thing on it, and then basically if you didn't have homework to do, my teacher was like, do whatever as long as you're not being like too loud. And so we would just, a lot of us had the same period together, so we would get together and just play board games during that class too. And it was fun. Yeah. I think like the difference between card games there versus at my house is my dad is super into like more complex board games. And so we would play those sometimes. We haven't in a long time, but we have a lot of them where it's like it's like hour long type of board games. Like there's one called Munchkin that my dad likes. I don't know if you've heard of that one, but it's kind of like everyone has a character and you get these cards and you have to like put certain ones down to help like the stats of your character. And then you have to go through all these dungeons and defeat monsters based on like the monster card you draw, which is kind of fun. So we play that one sometimes. There's one that my mom's friend who lives in Vegas, we played at in Vegas for the first time. And I liked it so much that I asked for it for my birthday. So we have it now at my house. But it's called Mysterium, and it's kind of like Clue.
Oh,
you know that one?
Yeah, I am a big fan of watching people play board games on YouTube.
Like Smosh.
So. Yeah. So I just like watch them play board games.
Yeah. So Mysterium, it's basically like Clue, but one person is the ghost, and they have this cool like screen, so they can't see like what the other players. But they have these cards, and they're all just images, and you have a set like person, place, weapon combo for each player in the game as the ghost. And then you just pick one of them to be the actual reality of like who killed you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to, for the first few rounds, you have to guide each individual person to their person, place, weapon scenario that you have laid out for them using only images, the image cards. And you can't say anything to them. And you just kind of have to like... And sometimes you don't get to pick, obviously, the first however many you draw. So you just kind of have to, like, go based off of some, like, random things. Like, color, if the colors kind of match. If, like, there's one little thing that you're like, oh, maybe they'll think of this kind of thing. And then once everyone, and you have, like, a certain number of rounds you have to get everyone to the end by, or else you lose.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because it's, like, a collaborative game. Everyone wins if you win kind of thing. But once everyone gets to the final round, then everyone tries to figure out which one of their scenarios is the real one. Based off of, I think you get three image cards to show them, and you only show them one first.
Mm-hmm.
Based on how well they did, the clairvoyants or what the players, only get 1 to 3 of those cards. They might get all three. They might only get one. They might get two, based on how well they did getting their own set in the beginning of the game. And so then everyone votes based on the card or cards that they saw. And majority vote is like what their guess is. And then if it's correct, then everyone wins kind of thing. It's fun.
Yeah.
I like it.
During that whole thing, I was like, dang, we just have to play more board games.
So true.
Like, we have...
We gotta go to the library.
Yeah, we have a good amount at our apartment, but we definitely should go to the library and, like, utilize, like, the stuff that they have there. Because they have a lot.
They do.
They have a lot of board games.
Yeah, and kind of going off of that, like, freshman year, we made, like, a board game group in our dorm, the ILLC shout-out, and so we would get together like almost every night.
Yeah.
At least once a week we'd like plan a board game night, but then we started hanging out like every day almost with these people, and it was a lot of people. I remember the first or second time we had checked out One Night Ultimate Werewolf from the library, and then so many people showed up to that,
and
one that we had to,
like,
split the group in half.
Yeah, two different groups who played two different games, and like, it was crazy because it wasn't only people from who lived in the ILLC.
Yeah.
It was like people who lived in the ILLC and then also like their friends.
Yeah. And
I think
I and our friend invited some people we went to high school with that go here.
Oh,
too.
I see.
So we had a lot of people. So we had One Night Werewolf going in one area, and then we had, I want to say it was like Mafia going in the other area or something.
I wish like we continued something like that with, it's gonna sound so bad, but with like people we actually like and enjoy to spend time with.
That's true.
Because would I kill to have, not like actually kill, this is hyperbole.
Yeah.
would I kill to play Mafia again? Like a good game of Mafia where the storyteller is really good, mm-hmm. and like there's a big group of people and you're like, oh my god, was it you? Like, did you kill me?
On Friday. At the party.
We'll have to ask
yeah.
engage the audience, because like I feel like Mafia is only really fun when the story is
good. Yeah I think another thing too is I've seen people like on like Snapchat, the OSU Snapchat stories, and mm-hmm. on YikYak talking about it, and everyone's like, I want to like play D&D, and
yes!
I'm like, yes. I too want to play D&D, but I've never played, so we need like, everyone needs someone who's played it before, but I really want to try it because I think it would be fun. But I actually saw that the Pride Center this Friday is doing...
this Friday.
I know. So we can't do it. Yeah. But they're doing a D&D one-shot day where, like, you can just show up and they'll hand you a character sheet and then you play for, like, a few hours, like, and do a whole story in a few hours.
That's
and,
so
and they're
fun.
Like, any skill level. And I'm like, oh, I would have gone.
Yeah.
I would have gone if
I
we weren't busy
gone
on Friday.
Too. We just turned the... and we turned the party into... we just all go to that event first and then... after party, I suppose.
Yeah.
No, yeah, because like with D&D it really is just like role playing.
Yeah.
And it can be more or less serious depending.
Which I don't know about you, but like me and my older sister we're like very close in age, so we had a lot of the same interests growing up. Like pretty much our whole childhood we were always both kind of like on the same train with what we were interested in.
Yeah.
And we would like role play a lot with what we were interested in. Like we'd be like,
real.
Oh, you're this like we'd go to my mom's office, sit under like a table and then be like, you're this character and I'm this character. We'd like play this stuff.
Okay, well my sister and I are 7 years apart. So I don't think I role played with like my cousins or any of that. Other than like when we would go to the beach and, you know, play mermaids.
Oh yeah, real. No, our version of that in Oregon was me and my sister and my mom's friend who now lives in Vegas, the one I mentioned earlier. She has three kids and we're all like decently close in age. I think it's like my sister, her oldest kid, me, her second oldest or third oldest, and we're all pretty close. And we would go out into we'd go camping with them a lot. We go out into the forest and we played this game. We were like the elements. It was like it was like Avatar. We were like everyone picks a different element.
Yeah.
And then one person was always the villain.
How did you guys choose?
There was one person who like preferred to do that. So it was usually them.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just remember I always picked like snow and ice. Like I was like living my Elsa like fantasy.
Yeah.
When we would play. I don't even know if Frozen was out yet when we started doing that, but that's what I was doing basically. And it was cool because the campsite, like campground we went to, they had this like old town thing. And so there was like a saloon there. Like it was obviously, and they had like fake like people in a fake graveyard in it.
Yeah.
And there was like a library that was also fake, but it had books in it. And so we would like run around through the trees and then we'd take it over to like the old town and do
so
battles
fun.
And stuff. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, we are close in time, and there was lots more that I wanted to talk about, but I guess we'll have to do it off the podcast. So sorry, listeners. but this has been the
Real Name
Show with your host,
Real Name,
and her friend,
Real Name.
Yeah. Join us next time. I don't know what we're doing next time, but listen in.
Heck yeah.
Bye.
Bye.